What if people with type 1 diabetes had the power to manage their condition without finger sticks? To always know their glucose levels and where they're heading with just a glance at their smart device? To customize alerts and alarms to help keep them in range? All this knowledge powered by a small wearable. Introducing the Dexcom G6. Make knowledge your superpower. For a list of compatible smart devices, visit dexcom.com/compatibility. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G6 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions.
Welcome into Tomorrow with Dave Graveline, the interactive radio network program with the latest in high-tech products and services and the experts who bring them to you. This is Into Tomorrow. Here's Dave Graveline.
This is Into Tomorrow, and yep, it's the weekend of Friday, August the 10th, 2018. We always use the Friday dates going into each weekend, so you know if you're listening to the most current show, or maybe you want to look back and follow up on something we had on the air recently. Either way, delighted that you've tuned into Tomorrow. I am Dave Graveline. Cold and all, don't get too close to your radio, but I am trying to breathe the other direction, so you'll be fine. Just wipe down your radio knob with a little Lysol after, and you'll be fine, right? Why are you looking at me so weird?
Because your cold medicine's kicking in.
The cold medicine, yeah, it's the congestion that's making me say bizarre things. Hopefully you have your finger on the dump button.
Even more bizarre than normal.
Yeah. And that bizarre verbiage is coming from none other than...
Chris Graveline.
Uh-huh. Erasmo in the control room here in Miami with us. Horatio in New York. Beth in Naples. And you, everywhere you are around the world. Let us hear from you because we are beginning to wrap up our annual big summer giveaway at the end of this month, early September. Basically, our IFA broadcasts are the end of our annual summer giveaway, and we still have a whole bunch of cool goodies to share with you. So call the following number that Chris is going to give you, and he has a pencil this time. He's going to write it down for you. And participate anytime. 3 o'clock in the morning next week, don't worry. You're not going to wake us up. Call and join us with a question, a comment, help for another listener, whatever the case, at this number, toll-free from anywhere in North America.
800-899-4686.
It's also something you can Skype into from anywhere in the world if you'd like, that is.
800-899-INTO.
Yeah, very good. Tech news and commentary, and then we will jump to more of your qualifying calls. We just want to hear you on the air. And you win stuff. It's that easy.
Plastic surgeons are sounding the alarm on a disturbing trend that's emerged with the growing popularity of social media. Patients seeking cosmetic surgery to resemble how they see themselves in Snapchat filters.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
You mean like putting rabbit ears on your head or something?
Not that kind of thing.
Oh.
The phenomenon dubbed Snapchat dysmorphia has people requesting fuller lips, bigger eyes, or a thinner nose in order to look like the filtered or photo-edited versions of themselves. Researchers from Boston University wrote in an article, "This is an alarming trend because those filtered selfies often present an unattainable look and are blurring the line of reality and fantasy for these patients. Now it's not just celebrities propagating beauty standards. It's a classmate, a coworker, or a friend. The pervasiveness of these filtered images can take a toll on one's self-esteem, make one feel inadequate for not looking a certain way in the real world."
Yeah, and unfortunately, there's a lot of plastic surgeons out there that will say, sure, you got the money, I'll do my best to make you look however you like. Yeah. Rather than, do you really need to do this? I mean, seriously. Especially if a patient comes in with a Snapchat filtered picture and say, I want you to make me look more like this. Then the doctor ought to say, you know, my partner's in the mental health field.
Yeah.
And we can refer you. Because, oh my gosh, I remind you that Snapchat's losing 3 million active users in the last couple of months. There's reasons for that. And maybe you shouldn't be spending so much time with Snapchat and all their filters. It's different if you do it to be funny. It's like you and your son are always doing Snapchat filtery things, and he's got fire coming out of his mouth and his ears, and he just laughs, and that's fine. But you're certainly not going to try to have him change in any way, and that's crazy. Don't do that, people.
Yeah, in fact, if it's funny because, you know, the girl that I've been seeing is always taking pictures, but she will only do it with Snapchat because of the filters. And she posted one on Facebook, and one of her friends actually commented, why does your guy look like a porcelain doll? And,
yeah.
I had to agree with her. I was like, that's just – it's unnecessary.
Yeah. Although I think you used that picture for your new profile picture. So apparently you didn't mind it too much, did you?
Yeah, well.
Uh-huh. Because I thought about that too. I said, what's up with the two people that are porcelain?
But at least I'm not running to the plastic surgeon and say, hey, can you make me look like this?
Well, that's true.
Because at least I know that that's an unattainable goal.
That would be good. These new stats might surprise you. Americans aged between 18 and 34 spend an average of 8 hours and 45 minutes every day consuming media, significantly lower than that of all other adult age groups, with the highest consumption being that of people between 50 and 64, who spend 12 hours and 50 minutes each day with media. That according to radio and TV ratings company Nielsen. However, 18 to 34-year-olds spend a higher amount of time every day using their smartphones than watching TV. All other age groups watch a little more TV than they are on their smartphones, unless you're 18 to 34, in which case you see TV. What is that?
I watch my TV, but I use my smartphone at the same time and most often have to rewind the TV because I was too busy on something on my phone and missed what was said on TV.
Now, see, that's why you just have to hit pause if you're going to go on your phone, and that you don't miss anything. And you don't have to rewind either. Just if you know it's going to be a thing, you know, just hit pause. But that's kind of it. To me, that I find that fascinating. So, yikes. It's the older folks that are spending so much more time in terms of TV as well. So 12 hours and 50 minutes every day with media. Kind of interesting.
Yeah, it is. Tesla CEO Elon Musk is gearing up to lead a buyout of the electric car maker in a stunning move that would end the company's 8-year history trading on the stock market.
Is this where he also might be charged with insider trading?
Oh, maybe.
Yeah, because apparently he tweeted something, and mind you, as a publicly held company, talking about a stock buyback or something that was not disclosed yet. There's some concern about that. Now, maybe by the time you hear this broadcast, something came of it. I don't know. But that's the initial concern.
Yeah. I mean, of course, you know, he tweeted saying that he would, you know, purchase Tesla stock at $420 per share with no further details. Now, at that price, the buyout would cost nearly $72 billion based on Tesla's outstanding stock as of July 27th.
But they don't have the money either.
Well, he said in that same tweet that funding has been secured. Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah. You know, with a Groupon?
Maybe. Now, it's unlikely that the deal would cost Musk $72 billion because he owns roughly 20% stake in the company. He also said he intends to give Tesla's existing shareholders the option of retaining a stake in the company through a special fund if they want. He later tweeted that the only uncertainty about completing the deal is whether he can gain shareholder approval.
And I'm wondering, because if he's only got 20% of the company, I don't know that other shareholders are going to say, yeah, sure, take it private.
He's going to have to get a majority of the remaining 80% to agree to taking it private.
Interesting. We'll keep an eye on that and let you know what happens. Echo smart speakers have received a new feature called Away Mode, which is, get this, designed to be a burglary deterrent. While in this mode, created by Hippo Insurance, please, the speaker will play audio clips designed to make it sound as though someone is home. Seriously? Just turn on a radio, especially your favorite talk station, like this one, when you leave home. And if somebody approaches the front window or the door, they'll hear people talking. And they'll move on to the neighbor's house that perhaps there's nobody home. Or they'll assume there's nobody home. But Echoes are now going to have an away mode so that it'll pretend to be like a radio. Oh, my God.
That's why when I leave home for any extended amount of time, I just use my fake TV.
That's awesome. I do the same thing.
It's such a low-tech solution, but kind of high-tech anyway.
Yep. But now you got to explain for those who don't know, what is the fake TV?
Well, it's a tiny little box that has some different colored LED lights in it that sort of flash and flicker at different rates. You point it towards a window, and when you go outside, it actually looks like a TV is on in that room.
Yeah. And it's like a little 2-inch by 3-inch sort of thing.
Yeah.
A little screen, just a bunch of LEDs. And they randomly flicker, as you mentioned. And it works like a champ, especially at night. And if there's no cars in the driveway because we're all parked at the airport or something, people can assume, oh, there's still somebody there, even though there's no cars in the driveway, because somebody's in there watching TV. Because it looks like that through the window, through the blinds, the drapes, what have you.
And it's got a little light sensor on it, so you can set it to either be on, off, or use the light sensor to come on when it gets dark and stay on for a certain amount of time.
Yeah. I think it's very handy. We need to get a whole bunch more of those and give more away. But the fake TV works. So now you can use the away mode with a fake TV and really confuse some burglars.
I'll have to try that.
Yeah, give it a try.
From now on, deployed service members will have to resort to low-tech ways of tracking their fitness activities. That's because a new memo from Deputy Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan prohibits the use of GPS-enabled devices, including wearable fitness trackers and smartphone apps that can track your location in deployed settings. Pentagon spokesman Army Colonel Robert Manning said, effective immediately, Defense Department personnel are prohibited from using geolocation features and functionality on government and non-government issued devices, applications, and services while in locations designated as operational areas.
And rightly so, folks. Yeah. Think about this. You're giving away your location right. to potential enemy.
Well, these restrictions came after the fitness app Strava introduced a heat map feature late last year showing where users work out, inadvertently making it easy to find hidden American military bases overseas.
Oh, jeez. You know, they ought to be punished even because you think they're doing a favor, but no, from a military standpoint, and again, remember that you said in deployed areas.
Right.
If you're here in the U.S. and you're on your regular base or doing something, that's not a problem. You're not deployed like in Afghanistan or Iran or Iraq or, you know, somewhere where you're serving in Syria, what have you. That could be a problem. So, but of course, you got to think about these things yourself as well.
Right. You know, and in that company, Strava's defense, they didn't do it to show where military is.
Oh, of course not.
Anybody uses their device. It just happened to be that because military used their app, they were able to then show up as being where
and
they
that
were.
Became the problem.
Right.
Yeah.
It's similar to when you know the government banned BlackBerry devices because they were found to be not secure enough.
That's true. And you can't have a Huawei phone
yeah.
or a ZTE phone for the same reason. Because the Chinese will know exactly where your unit is at all times. And that's not a good thing.
No.
So, wow. Billy Bob in Dallas, Texas, apparently listens to Into Tomorrow online. Perhaps he subscribes to our free podcast. You can do the same. Just hit us up at intotomorrow.com. Hey, Billy Bob.
How long is the Apple SE telephone viable moving into the future with updates on the operating system?
Well, Billy, this is one of those only Apple can answer that kinds of questions in the long run. But what we know is that the iPhone SE will be supported under iOS 12, as will the iPhone 5S. After that, it's possible that the SE will be supported by the next version of the OS, but we wouldn't really expect much more than after that.
Operating system aside, you'll probably notice that the rest of the world, from apps to websites, is leaving the iPhone behind as it ages, so enjoy it while it works. You probably have a few years left out of the model being viable, as you say, but like all phones, it'll eventually get too old to be useful. At that point, you can keep it and use it for what it is, but don't expect to be able to use much of anything that didn't come with the phone from straight from Apple when you bought it.
Yeah, Billy, I hope that helps you out. It's the kind of thing where a lot of folks these days are using older model phones that if there's no real value in a trade-in for it because it's so old, they're just putting it on Wi-Fi at home and maybe just monitoring a Wi-Fi camera or something of that sort. A lot of people do that. Just leave it plugged in and have your driveway camera on whenever you're sitting on your sofa or something. And to that extent, the phone is still useful, not as a phone, but in this case as just a display because you can still do anything with Wi-Fi, maybe even Wi-Fi calling. So that kind of would work in a sense. But just know that phones as old as the SE, for example, and previous models, any models, not just iPhones, but Android certainly as well, become very useless after a while, except for the examples that we gave you. I hope that helps. If you've got some additional input for Billy Bob and anyone else, join us at 800-899-4686. That's 800-899-INTO. And do join us, won't you, at intotomorrow.com.
Do you need a car? Been shopping only to be turned down because of bad credit, low credit, no credit, bankruptcy, or divorce? Guess what? Today's your lucky day because now you can buy a car, truck, or SUV, just about any vehicle. It's true. Bad credit doesn't matter. No credit doesn't matter. Bankruptcy or divorce, it just doesn't matter. As a matter of fact, your job is your ticket to your new vehicle. We're Auto Credit Express, and we've helped thousands of people just like you. Antonio H. told us, great company, got me connected, and the day I went in, I drove off in the car I wanted. 100% worth your time. Need a car? Get started now and drive off as early as today. Just go to 20ignoremyscore.com right now. That's www.20ignoremyscore.com. Auto financing the easy way. 20ignoremyscore.com. Get started today. Auto financing the easy way.
We work very hard here at Into Tomorrow to stamp out technology confusion syndrome, you know, that plagues many of us. But we try to make it easy for you to understand your gadget. If you've got any questions about anything we talk about anytime on the show, or would like to share a tip for other listeners, we love it when listeners help other listeners, you can call us anytime, 24/7 at this number.
800-899-4686. That's 800-899-INTO.
Yep, and I'm Dave Graveline.
I'm Chris Graveline.
And Erasmo in the control room.
This portion of Into Tomorrow is brought to you by the OWC Thunderblade. For the creative professional who needs the absolute fastest storage with transfer speeds up to 2,800 megabytes per second. Learn more at OWCDigital.com.
It's time for our Evo History Major. IFA is one of the largest and oldest tech shows in the world. With this week's look back at IFA's historic past.
Here's Chris Graveline.
IFA history.
At IFA in 1995, Schneider, a German company which disappeared soon after, showed a sensational new technology, displaying TV images with laser beams. The technology never made it to the market, despite continuous developments by several companies and heavy investments. We still see prototypes of laser display technology, or LDT, with amazing picture quality at trade shows, but it seems that this Berlin world premiere would have to be filed in the failure bin. That's this week's IFA Update, brought to you by Messe Berlin. Be sure to visit ifa-berlin.com.
The cool Into Tomorrow hot summer giveaway.
We keep talking about all kinds of cool things that we have to share with you, but time is running out. If you haven't gathered by now, the summer is almost over. So if you've yet to call in, especially if you've never called into the program, be sure and do so in the next week or so. Don't wait. Mention two or three of the items that we talk about or that are listed at intotomorrow.com for the summer giveaway. And while there's no promises or guarantees, we'll do our best to get one of those items to you, maybe even one or more.
We've got lots of stuff, including from Ventev. They sent a box of stuff, including a Dashport quick charge-enabled car charger with two USB ports and a global charging hub capable of charging devices in over 150 countries.
SF Planet also sent a big box full of goodies, including several Fossmann products, like their ultra-thin indoor HDTV antenna with a 50-mile range, a Fossmann ultrasonic aromatherapy oil diffuser. Ooh, I could use that with my cold right now. It's got a remote control. They sent a couple of those for giveaway. And some Foss Power waterproof speakers, among other things.
From Moda, they sent a couple of their JetJet Ultra, the world's smallest streaming drone.
Oh, those are very cool. You might want to win one of those. From Cedar Electronics, how about their Escort Max 360C, the first driver alert system for the connected car, and their Cobra Dual View HD Dash View System with iRadar. You might win one of those.
From HZO, a company that specializes in waterproofing products, they sent several pairs of the HZO-protected Motorola Bluetooth headphones.
From A10, a UH3230 USB-C multi-port dock with power charging. It's got a $321 value.
PhotoPro sent a bunch of stuff, including a flexible mini tripod that locks to any surface or pole and a cell phone mini phone tripod with Bluetooth connection.
Dynatrap, oh, a bunch of cool goodies if you're in an area with mosquitoes, and who isn't? It's summertime. They've got a half acre of mosquito coverage device, a DT600 safe, silent, simple mosquito trap, and other indoor pesticide-free goodies. You kind of get the idea, and then we constantly run out of time to share more of them with you. But visit us at intotomorrow.com, where you get the complete list of all of the available goodies. And good luck to you, because we want to hear from you and then send you prizes. Nolan in Tyler, Texas, listens on KTBB. Hello, Nolan.
Well, hi there. I love listening to your show. I've had some problems with a pop-up that comes up on my computer. I bought a new computer just a couple of months ago and have Windows 10. And this thing pops up once in a while that says Adobe Flash Player. And then I get something else that pops up that says you need to call Microsoft because you have spyware. Have you heard of this? I've looked on the internet and seen that people have had problems with it, but I don't really see any solutions.
Well, Nolan, it looks like you stumbled across some malware or malicious software. The first thing we should point out is that the pop-up warning you about spyware is itself malware. Microsoft doesn't tell users to give them a call to fix their malware issues. There are estimated to be over 1 billion active Windows users, with more than 400 million of them being Windows 10 users. Those would be an awful lot of phone calls to be answering. So the Flash Player pop-up that you're experiencing may be about an update being available. That may be legitimate. Adobe has a way of nagging Flash users at very inconvenient times. But generally speaking, it does sound like you have some malware to get rid of.
Yeah, you should run a virus scan as soon as you can and maybe follow it up with something like SpyBot SND or CCleaner after that to try to find other potential threats. To avoid issues like that in the future, make sure that you run virus scans often and try to avoid shady websites and downloads. Those are the most likely sources of your malware infection.
Yeah, I hope that helps you out, Nolan. We're always trying to give advice about that. And we recommend things like CCleaner all the time. I do it on my machine regularly, and it just helps kind of clean things up. And they're available for free, or you can spend money and get a little more advanced version if you really like it. Intotomorrow.com is where we hope to see you very soon.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-910-9962. 800-910-9962. 800-910-9962. 800-910-9962.
Nothing is as constant as change, and that certainly describes the tech world that we live in. Well, we here at Into Tomorrow are here to help you with any consumer tech, any digital dilemmas. I'm Dave Graveline. Participating on the program, you really make the show. We love to answer your questions, help you address other listeners' concerns. Listeners helping listeners are some of our favorite calls. And hearing you on the radio broadcast really does make the show. We've been doing this for 22 years now, covering consumer tech exclusively. And we love answering your questions and helping you out with any problems. You can do it, you know, 24/7 anytime at your convenience. The best way is with the audio option on the free Into Tomorrow app. Just search those two words in your favorite app store, Into Tomorrow, and then use the audio option so we get to hear you. And what's cool is that you can hear yourself as well. If you're asking a question or making a comment or sharing some tech rage or maybe your favorite app these days, whatever the case, you can play it back. And if that's what you want to say, you hit the button, comes right to the studio. It's awesome. And we get you on the next show. Or the old-fashioned way still works. Toll-free from anywhere in North America. You can Skype into it from anywhere in the world if you'd like. 1-800-899-INTO. 800-899-4686. Anytime, 24/7, at your convenience. Here to tell us about their products that can protect and do things like remotely start your vehicles and other fun, cool things is the CEO of Directed, Bob Struble. Bob, welcome into Tomorrow. How are you, sir?
Dave, it is so great to be back with you. I'm doing well, sitting in a different chair from our last discussions, but certainly excited to be with you.
Yes, for sure. As former CEO of Ubiquiti, the HD radio people, and we've spoke for many years having you on the show, and I was thrilled when Chris discovered, I think a press release or something, that you landed at Directed as CEO, and we thought, well, then that's appropriate that we continue to have Bob on the show and talk about more cool consumer tech. And you're doing it. I love it.
I was just as happy to get your call. You're right. We sold Ibiquity in the HD radio business back in 2015, and you know my ties and my great love for the consumer electronics industry. I was thinking hard about what I wanted to do next, and the directed CEO opportunity came up. To say that I leaped at it would be an understatement. It's a group of folks that I've known for years. As you know, Ibiquity was a very big, huge focus on the automotive market. Mm-hmm. I am a huge fan of the connected car and of the 12-volt community, and the opportunity to take such a known, trusted, prominent brand, Viper invented the category of remote security, remote start and security. The Viper brand are the leaders. We invented the connected car category with Smart Start back in 2009. So the opportunity to take that great set of assets and lead the great team was just impossible to say no to.
For sure. We talk about Smart Start, and I have had Smart Start and directed products in my cars, my last seven cars, and I wouldn't drive a car without them, and that's important. Smart Start, especially the ability to start the car. I remember back in the day when I was like the only one, not only on the block, probably in town, that would remotely start his car, and people would say, "Well, you afraid of a bomb or something?" No, it has nothing to do with that. How about comfort? I live in Miami. I want the air conditioning on and the car cooled down by the time I get from my desk to my car, and it always does. Or reverse, I guess. I have trouble figuring that out, but some people live in cold climates, I understand, and the reverse is that their car is warm by the time they get in it. I mean, Smart Start has made such a difference in so many people's lives, and these days it's a lot more common.
It is, and Dave, I think you defined really the two great use cases and really where we see most of our sales. The core business of the company is remote start and security. Mm-hmm. So it's the ability, as you say, to start the vehicle before you get in. That has great advantage in the northern climate. So in New England and the Pacific Northwest and a lot of Canada, we see great sales. You want that car defrosted, and you want the heat seats on, and you want the inside of the car warm before you get in there. It also has great application, as you mentioned, in the south. Same reason, but the opposite.
Yeah.
Cool down the car before you get in. So a lot of great sales there. And we've been providing those products for 20 years, 25 years. In addition to that, we do security, so very, very sophisticated car alarms. Alarms go off when you can't even tow the car away. We've got tilt sensors and shock sensors, so if the car is disrupted in any way, in an urban setting, also we have great sales. You've got the protection there. A lot of different ways for the consumers to get those implemented into the cars, and you're highlighting one, which is super important, called Smart Start. And essentially, Smart Start is an app which pairs to the system built into your car and allows you to do all those things off your phone, just like you do with many other apps you have in your phone. My guy set me up here immediately. I've got a convertible Jag, and not only can I start it or lock it or pop the trunk, but when I'm coming out of the restaurant, I can remotely take the top down, which is about as cool a thing as you can do in California. So we're enjoying that feature a lot.
And you do it from your phone, right? Or the aux button on your remote. There's so many options there.
There are options. And again, some folks like to have those fobs, the little fobs that will stay in your keychain. Mm-hmm. And that makes sense. And it's a dedicated device. But, you know, we've kind of observed these mobile phones. They're kind of popular. You know, folks have them.
Yeah, and, imagine that. They don't leave home without them.
They don't. And so, you know, look, that's the direction broadly in our industry. We have been leaders in recognizing that we need to bring that phone functionality to the consumer. They expect it. And so the growth of the Smart Start app over time has been fantastic. And Dave, you know, we announced it at CES, but I'll refresh on the show. We've got the latest and greatest system, remote start and security system. We call it, the trade will call it DS4. The consumer will not see that. But included in that device is free Smart Start remote control. So it's a Bluetooth based app. If I'm within, you know, 300-400 feet of the car, for free. I can pull out that phone and start the car. And then if I want to have around-the-world ability to start my car, I am commuting back and forth now between the coasts. And if I'm parking my car in at the San Diego airport, I can pull out my phone, fire up Smart Start, and start it up or check its status or make sure it's locked in Washington, D.C. So if you want that, that's a very easy upgrade. But we're super excited about the new product, and it's rolling out to the channel just as we speak right now.
Awesome. And of course, the ability to just know where your car is at any time. I travel the world as well, but just back a couple of weeks ago from China, going again in a couple of weeks for another trade show. And I can just pull up the app and know my car is in the driveway. It's safe. It's secure. I can start it because I have so many electronics in it that if it sits for a week without me driving it, sometimes the battery goes a little low. So yeah, it's nice to start it remotely, and it turns itself off after 12 minutes, I think it is. So I have confidence in all of that, but also can set geofencing things. Now, I've heard a lot of our audience that said now that is worth it for them because they want to know when the son or daughter takes the car from the house or when they are arriving back into the neighborhood or something like that. There's so many cool elements and features to these abilities to locate and control your car from absolutely anywhere in the world with your smartphone. People are finally getting the big picture, I think, and saying, got to have it.
Dave, you know, as I've said in the past, I'm going to just hire you as the pitch man because, you know, it's so nice for me when you are a user of our products because you get to understand what they are, you see the value, and you end up being a fabulous pitchman. But the geofencing characteristics are important. Folks use them. These are things that come with the product, essentially free of charge. The core functionality of the product is to start your car wherever you want in the world. But knowing where the car is, knowing how fast the car is going, what the RPMs are looking like, are the lights on or are the lights off, it's all available with the product. And we just released, I'm not sure if you got it, but if you don't, you should go out and get it, the latest revision upgrade of the app. It's called 4.3.2. But right on the screen now, we have the GPS and the mapping capability. So you can pull up your phone anywhere in the world and take a look, and you will know exactly where your car is and if it's started, if it's not, if it's locked, if it's not, if the trunk is open, if it's not, if somebody's driving it, where are they driving to? It's a fundamental feature. And as you can expect, we view this really as a platform, Dave. It's a connected car platform, big word, a lot of talked about, but we're actually doing it. And the additional features that will come over time are all going to be based on that platform. And, you know, I see a world not too far in the future when I'll be saying, Alexa, start my car.
Yes.
And, you know, the voice control in the home will automatically go through the app to the car and we'll walk outside and jump in a car that's already running and ready to go.
See, now, Bob, I just need to get you to start saying, not too far into tomorrow, we're going to be saying these things, you see.
And not too far into tomorrow, we're going to be saying, exactly, Dave.
There you go.
Got to coach me up a little bit.
Of course. That way you can be my pitch man as well. It all works. Now, Bob, let me interrupt you just a second because we've got to pay a couple of bills, and if you can hang in there with me, we'll talk a couple more minutes after the break.
Dave, I'll not only hang in, but, you know, I'm going to take the opportunity to grab my phone and maybe put my top down. It looks like it's a nice day outside.
Love it. You do that. We'll be right back as Into Tomorrow continues.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp. Get started with your idea. Call for free information.
Call 1-800-461-3151. That's 1-800-461-3151.
We're talking with Bob Struble, the CEO of Directed and Viper.com, with lots of cool consumer electronics goodies for your cars. There must be, as new CEO, there got to be a couple of things maybe that you can tell us and our listeners that we probably don't know about Viper. What surprised you the most, or what made you have kind of the aha moment when you took that chair?
You know, it's a great question. I think I would talk, but one of the ones, you know, that maybe folks don't know is, you know, Viper's is a huge brand and folks know it, and it's really in the channel. Again, the 12-volt channel, this is folks from Best Buy to Car Toys to Mickey Shore, all the way down to thousands of mom and pop 12-volt retailers, auto electronics retailers. We are the leading brand and have been. But there is a consumer aspect as one, so as well. So one of the interesting things that I found is we actually have a tool, an online tool, called Build Your Old System, where a consumer can go in, explore all the products, figure out exactly what combinations they want. There's a lot of different options in terms of the remotes that you have, the capability that you have in the car, the smartphone control that we're talking about. And they can build that system online, submit it, and we will then take the step of hooking them up to the local dealer, getting quotes, getting installation scheduled. That's a complex install, and we rely on our great retail partners to do that. But it's a consumer-driven way to experience the system as opposed to in the past and most of our competitors. You got to kind of find your way into a store and listen to the sales guy and kind of go through that process. Folks like to poke around on the internet, and they like to do things themselves, and they like to try different things. So the BYOS, Viper, Build Your Own System internet tool allows them to do that.
And what a cool concept that is, too. And, of course, an opportunity for me, as I always try to mention on the air, too, Mike Dixon, our own local guy from Audiologic in Hollywood, Florida, has been a long-time directed dealer and does all of the work in our vehicles and takes care of things, and we couldn't survive without him. I'm wondering, though, too, Bob, any discussion yet about things you talked about, charging remotes? What about induction charging? Has that come up? Is that something you guys might be working on? You know, oftentimes people are just putting their phone down and it's charging and don't have to plug anything in. Is that something else that might work out? We come home and just throw it in a bowl that our keys go in, but they're charging while they're in there.
It's an obvious upgrade path, Dave, and, you know, without revealing too much confidentially, I think, you know, as you said, as we go into tomorrow, stay tuned for innovations like that.
Love it. Okay.
Yeah, you did bring up, you brought up another point, though, that I'd love to emphasize with your listeners is the importance of the 12-volt channel. You know, folks that want to get these cool new capabilities in their vehicles, and we know more and more new cars are coming out with, you know, pick your favorite technology, rear view cameras or rear seat entertainment or blind spot detection or lane assist or remote start like we offer. People see these new technologies and they might want to have them in their car that's 2 or 3 years old. Get on down to your local 12-volt retailer because he's got them and he's an expert, and these are not consumer DIY installs. They need to be done by a professional. The 12-volt channel, the mobile electronics channel, is in many ways the backbone of our consumer electronics industry, and the number of cool things that you can get there. It's not just an audio store, believe me. There's all kinds of car technology going into these. The other thing that struck me as I came in to this job is the deep and long-standing relationships we have with the channel. We touch directly 5,000 different storefronts across the country. And
wow.
Again, it's from the big national and regional players down to the folks. But so much great technology, including all the Viper capabilities in these stores, and your listeners should be going to these places and kicking some tires and supporting their local businesses.
For sure. So build your system, start, control, and locate your car from virtually anywhere. You've got to visit Viper, VIPER.com. You'll see what Bob and his team are up to on a regular basis and some cool things happening into tomorrow that I hope will be among the first to tell you about. I know, Bob, you'll keep us informed. We'll get you back on the show as often as possible. Keep making the cool electronics. We'll keep talking about them. I love it.
Love it, Dave. Always a pleasure to be with you, and thanks, as always, for your interest and what you do for our industry.
It's my pleasure, by all means, for sure. We're back with more as Into Tomorrow continues. I'm Dave Graveline on the Advanced Media Network.
This This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-428-1570. 800-428-1570. 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570.
Do you sometimes feel like a tech outsider? Well, come with us as we bring you into tomorrow. We do it each and every week right here on what is no doubt your favorite radio station, podcast, stream, or however you listen to Into Tomorrow. I'm Dave Graveline.
I'm Chris Graveline. This portion of Into Tomorrow is brought to you by the Dexcom G6 Continuous Glucose Monitoring System. Make knowledge your superpower. Visit Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Gloria in Fairbanks, Alaska, listens on News Radio 970 KFBX.
I'm interested in getting a computer at some date, but I don't have one yet. And I just wonder what would be some good advice on directing me.
Well, Gloria, if you don't have a computer yet, it's likely that you'll probably be using it mostly to browse the web, we're going to guess. So if that's the case, just about anything will do. You don't need anything too expensive or too fancy for that.
Yeah, now, if you'd like to do more than that, Windows will get you the most software choices. Chromebooks, however, will get you the fewest annoyances with updates.
Yeah, true.
An SSD will make your computer feel far faster. That's solid-state drive. Other features like a touchscreen are flashier, but not really that useful if the computer can't turn into a tablet in some way. For things like video editing, you'll need a powerful processor and lots of RAM. For things like web browsing, that won't really be an issue. And now, if all you're after is a larger screen, a tablet might be an option for you, too, but it will be more limited than a computer.
Yeah. So let us know if you want to share some more information with us, and we're happy to expand on our recommendations for you. But if you're really just going to look at browsing the web, maybe getting on email to communicate with family, that sort of thing, look at a Chromebook, because I think that's going to do your best job for you, and very inexpensively as well. Let us know, Gloria.
Do you subscribe to our free once-a-week tech newsletter?
You know it.
Well, I wasn't asking you.
Oh.
But if you don't, you stop by intotomorrow.com, put your email address in the box that pops up, and then just click the link in the email.
There you go. Among other things, you'll get, of course, some tech news. You'll get some thoughts to make you smile, a listing of who's on the show this week, and all sorts of things, including Beth's tech tip every week.
Yes. Many kids will be starting back to school, and parents everywhere are wanting to preserve those memories. For many young ones, it's the first time they'll be entering a classroom, and there are so many cute ways to highlight that special day. So looking online at places like Pinterest and Good Housekeeping will give you plenty of great ideas.
Yeah, so check out her tech tip this week on the Into Tomorrow Tech Newsletter. How do you subscribe? Your email address only at intotomorrow.com.
Bringing you the latest in consumer electronics and technology, this has been Into Tomorrow with Dave Graveline. To participate with Dave and his tech geniuses and win prizes anytime 24/7, use our free Into Tomorrow app for your iPhone, Android, and netbooks. Available in your app store or call 1-800-899-INTO. That's 1-800-899-4686. Be sure to visit our website anytime to read our show notes and watch our ITTV videos at intotomorrow.com. And join us next week as we bring you further Into Tomorrow.